My name is C.L. Bohannon. Today's date is November the 5th, 2009. I'm interviewing Antoinette Bean, and we're on the second floor of the Roanoke Library in the Parrot Room. I'm going to get started.
Okay.
Where and when were you born?
I was born in Minnick, North Dakota, August 24th, 1965. My dad was in the Air Force, and of course I was an Air Force brat.
Did you have anybody else in your family that was in the military?
No, not that I know of. Just my dad. So.
Did he fight in any wars? Or?
He didn't. He didn't. He didn't fight in any wars. He mainly played basketball. He played basketball, and we traveled to Europe, and we were there for about 2 years. We went to England, and then we came back to the States. We came back to Roanoke, which is his hometown and my mom's hometown.
That leads me to my next question. Mm-hmm. How long have you lived in Roanoke?
Since I was about two. Mm-hmm. And I've never moved away. Been here mostly my entire life, except for those 2 years.
What streets and neighborhood did you live in?
Okay, we started off in Roanoke City, right on Cove Road, but then my mom and my dad split up, and we moved to the county, and we were on 419. And I went to Green Valley Elementary, and then we moved back to Roanoke City as I got older. And it was middle school and high school. I went to William Ruffner Middle School, and then I went to William Fleming to graduate from high school.
Tell me about your parents and brothers and sisters.
Well, okay, I'm going to start with my dad first. My dad was John W. Brown. Again, he was an Air Forceman. He's a tall man with a gentle spirit. And after he got out of the Air Force, he worked for Norfolk Southern as, I guess he was a trainsman. There was not any black engineers at that time. So what he did was, I guess he was a brakesman or something like that, would have to couple up the trains and so forth. Whatever they did is what he did at that point. And then after he left the railroad, he had a lot of businesses. My daddy likes, he's an entrepreneur, should I put it that way. He worked for Church's Chicken. Kentucky Fried Chicken and Chickasee. I don't know if you ever heard of that. But anyway, and then he ended up owning his own place, and it was called O'Meara's Restaurant and Lounge. So
where was that located?
That was on Merrows, very hot spot. And he would take care of pretty much everybody in there. You know, they could go in and wouldn't have to worry about problems, even though it was in a kind of rough area.
How long did he own that?
He owned it until he couldn't do it anymore. His health wouldn't allow him to be around smoke and stuff. So it's only been about maybe 5 years since he's given it up. Oh, yeah, my dad. he's a good spirit. Yeah. And then my mom is a trooper. My mother... My mom, my mom's, she took care of us. She had three girls, myself being the middle child, my sister being the oldest, and then another little girl. And when my mom and my dad separated and got a divorce, she held the fort down. She could only see out of one eye, but she made it. She made it. She got a job at North Carolina Southern as a clerk, as a typist. And she stayed there for 20-some years, and she retired. Yeah, and she's been through a lot, quite a bit. But a strong, strong soldier. And let's see. Excuse me. Anyway. What was the other questions about my siblings?
Yeah, brothers and sisters or extended family nearby?
I have some people that's dear to me that helped raise us when my mom and dad split. My aunt, Louise Bowling, which was a lady over at Gainsborough Library. Yep. She was an assistant librarian there for years. I think she retired in like 85.
What was her name again?
Louise Bowling. And they helped to help raise us. Whatever my mom couldn't do, they filled in the spot. So she was my great aunt, but she was more like my second mom. Her name was Louise Bowling. And her husband worked for the railroad. His name was W.A. Bowling, excuse me. And he was a porter. Mm-hmm. And they lived at 1201 Staunton Avenue, and it was a big family there. It was like five families there. We didn't live there, but it was like five brothers and sisters that lived there. Yeah.
Were they from Roanoke originally, or?
They were from Welch, West Virginia, and then they moved here. And that was the family home. So my granddad lived there too. And he had a hog business and also worked for the railroad. So we come from a railroad family. I remember them killing hogs about this time, and we would have sausage, ham, all the good stuff. Yeah. Everything was pretty much homemade, you know.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah, we had the finest of foods. We didn't have a lot of money, but we had pretty much, you know,
everything we needed.
So that was at 1201 Staunton. And like I said, she was the library assistant at Gainsborough Library. A lot of people don't mention her because she was not the head, but she was there for many a year. When that was the only library I used to go to. The only library we were allowed to go to was Gainsborough. And she was there for many a year, and so that's that on that. But like I said, they filled in when my mom couldn't or my dad couldn't. So
describe your house.
My current house now,
or the just growing up, what houses that you can remember, you know, spending time in?
Well, being my mom kept a clean house, very clean. Like I said, we didn't have a lot, but she made sure that it was very clean. Now, a lot of times I remember it was my auntie's house, my Aunt Louise's house, and to me that was a little bit more stable as far as she, it was just, I don't know if it's because it was so many people there or what, but I got some of my fondest memories from my aunt Louise.
Is that house still?
It's still there, 1201 Staunton Avenue. And she was like the glue. They held all the families together.
Mm. Did they have a garden or anything?
Oh yeah, they had a garden, they had grapevines, we had homemade jelly, homemade applesauce, everything. And it's right here on Staunton.
On Staunton. Mm-hmm. What type of vegetables did they grow?
Cucumbers, green beans, collards, pretty much everything. Even sage that I've learned that we use in our sausages and in our turkey dressings and stuff like that. So we use the only thing I don't remember them making was butter or cheeses or something like that. They would even make apple butter. I mean, homemade rolls, pretty much everything. Chow. Pretty much everything. So we had good eating. Yeah, we did.
What kind of activities did you participate in as a child up until to your adult age in Roanoke?
Well, what I would do I started out working a little bit. I was probably about 12, cleaning houses and stuff for my aunties and stuff like that. But then once I got in high school, I was a little bit more active in school. So I ran track. I was a flag girl. And that's about it. I just studied. Oh, and I was in pageants. I would do pageants and stuff. I was in a charm school. Last name was Day. Charles W. Day's wife ran a charm school. And what she did was she would try to get us together, and she wanted us to know how to carry yourself when you would go places, how to walk, talk, and stuff like that. And then she would do a fashion show, and then sometimes she would do a pageant.
Mm-hmm. Where was that located?
That was actually started out at the Y, out there and on, was that night? Right here down by Gainsborough. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That particular Y. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't think of her first name. But she started that, and then I did some modeling for Jasmine's Models, and that was done by Harry Alexander.
Mm-hmm. That was located
here, okay. Right here in Roanoke. Mm-hmm.
What you talked a little bit about this, but I guess tell me a little bit more about the kind of work that your family did.
Well, as a whole, it looks like what it is. We had a lot of railroaders, a lot of people to work for the North. It was Northern Western at first, and now it's changed to Northern Southern. Mm-hmm. And we had porters, we had trainsmen, and I think that was all they had back then. And then we had some entrepreneurs like my dad, and some library work, and that's pretty much it from what I know for the immediate family. And also my husband, he works at Northern Southern, but now he's an engineer.
Yeah. He's from... Where is he from?
He's from Roanoke. Mm-hmm.
Where did he go to school?
Here, right here in Roanoke. And but now his family is out there from Cave Spring, Bean Electric. They've been in business for a very long time. He comes from a family of electricians. And even though he doesn't have his license, and he does work. I mean, he can pretty much do whatever. He's really good with that.
Talk a little bit about your school life.
Which is for, well.
Where did you attend? You talked a little bit about where did you attend school. But
I went to school in the earlier years at Green Valley, which is out in the county, Roanoke County. And it was majority white, and it was like two people. It was me and this other little boy, Lenny Bean, and I married a Bean. It's weird.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It is. It was me and him all the way up until I moved. And the people were really, I didn't have any bad experiences. And the schools were nice. And, but I do remember it being all white, pretty much, except for us two. So, and then we moved to the city, and it was a little different for me. It was a little different.
And which school was that?
I was at elementary, and then we went to, gosh, Fairview. And I just wasn't used to it. And I had a little bit different transitioning. Mm-hmm. This was different, but I did okay. I wanted to go back. but you could tell the difference in the schooling. In the county, we had longer days. We had more periods. I mean, it was more structured. When I got over to the city schools, It was totally different. And so by the time I got to junior high and middle school, I did pretty well, but you could tell if I probably would have stayed in the county, I think I probably would have done a little better when I went to college. Mm-hmm.
Did you walk to school, or how did you
get
to school?
Yeah, we walked to school.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Man, well, in the county, we didn't walk because it was too far. But in the city, my mom had to be at work at a certain time. So we walked to school and we walked back to school. It was all kinds of stuff going on. We walked to school in the morning. Somebody might, get in a fight or Oh gosh, I remember this time we were walking home from school and this guy let his Doberman pincher out on us. Yep, I will never forget it. We ran. I mean, you know this one couldn't have been too long ago. He let his dog out us to chase us. It was awful.
What part of the swimming world?
This was on Northwest.
Was it a black guy, white guy?
No, it was a white guy. Wow. It was a white guy. Yeah, it was a group of them in the car.
Oh. They let the dog out of the car?
Yeah, they let the dog out of the car to chase us. Okay. We were walking home. We wasn't no bigger than probably about that high. I mean.
And where was this? Where was it again, you said?
This was in Northwest. This was over there near Shenandoah. Yeah. Yeah, they let their Doberman pincher out to chase us down. Yeah, I'll never forget it. But anyway.
What year was, can you remember what year that was?
It would have to have been 70s, 1970s. Yep, so I'll never forget that. But other than that, you know, that was enough. But we would walk to school and walk back from school. But other than, you know, playing amongst ourselves or somebody might get in an argument or a fight or whatever, that's...
Were you ever allowed to stay home from school?
No, indeed. You would have to be so sick in order for you. I like going to school. So I did not want to go to school. And we were pretty healthy. So...
How much schooling did you complete?
I completed all the way up to the 12th grade and 2 years at Virginia Western. I did not finish my last years. I didn't get a degree, should I say. And I regret that. I went to Anthem and I stayed there for 15 years thinking I was going to be my last job. But anyway, we mature, we grow. But yeah, I was at Anthem Blue Cross for 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone in your family attend college?
Yes.
You talk about that a little bit?
Mm-hmm. My mom attended business school when she came out with a degree.
Which
school? I don't know. It's something that used to be here a long time ago. Business college. I noticed she went to OIC. And then I don't know if it was a separate business college. I don't know. But she does have a degree. My dad does not have a degree. My aunt, she didn't have a degree. She had tuberculosis. She had been one of those iron lung things. She had one lung. Nope. There's not too many people that have a degree in my family. Now, on my husband's side, they have a lot of educators and people who have their degrees.
That's the beans. Can you describe your home life?
In the past or present?
Yeah, I mean, do you remember, you know, I guess, yeah. since, for instance, did you gather around the radio? Like, what events do you remember? You know, what experiences were at home when the family was together, I guess you should say?
Pretty nice, for the most part. I remember me and my sister watching the Silvers on TV. I don't know if you remember that there was a band group with these big afros. I remember us getting bikes. We lived in Northwest City then. I remember, wow. I remember us just being really pretty for the most part, being happy. I mean, we were poor though. I look back now, we were really poor. But I guess it didn't take much. I remember when we got an Atari game, we did beep, beep. We used to play that all
the time.
Pong. I remember us having that, and we just thought it was the best thing ever. Oh, we played that game. We had the little walking dolls, talking dolls. They were really tall, about 5 feet, I think, or something like that. They were, and they used to sing all the songs around the world. Yep. So we had a pretty good childhood.
Do you remember any community gatherings or anything that stood out?
I do. I remember a Maypole event where they would wrap the ribbons.
Yeah. Where,
oh,
where
it was beautiful.
Was
that was right down here, the Y.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit more about the Maypole?
All I remember was the ribbons and how beautiful everybody was. They had their dresses, and it was just like a social event. And my mom took us down there for that.
Is that an annual thing?
It must have been. And my sister was in it. Her name is Anita Powell. And she got to walk up stage because they had made her this pretty satin little gown or whatever. And she, it was a big deal. I wasn't old enough. But I do remember it quite, vivid. So it was beautiful.
What other community gatherings or events do you remember besides the...
The May event... not too much. I remember, I don't know if this was a, I remember my auntie taking us to like Joe Munz's. this was a family owned store, grocery market. And it would be right down the hill from Hill Street. And we would go there just about every other Saturday or whatever to get the groceries or whatever. And she would talk to these people. They would find out all the news about everybody in the grocery store. Yeah, and they call her Miss B. And she would find out most of the information right there. So I don't know if I know I wasn't supposed to be listening, but she would find out a lot of stuff there. I don't really remember too many main events. We didn't really go a lot of places. My mom didn't drive, for one thing. My dad did. My mom didn't drive until after she had actually bought her car, had her job, didn't know how to drive. She was determined that she was going to drive because we used to walk a lot of places. Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me about, did you guys go to the hairdresser or any places like that you remember?
No. Oh. I wish we did. They get us in there on Saturday. We go 2 weeks. And you'd be in the kitchen with the hot,
The hot comb.
I got my grandma's to this day. And you get in there and they wash and grease and stuff. There wasn't no such thing as a blow dryer. So they would do each little piece and they would straighten your hair. And that was an all-day job because my mom had 3 girls. So
all 2 week cycle.
Yep, every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks. So no, we didn't go to the hairdresser. That was when we was up at, we got to high school. I don't even know if we went in middle, we might have went in middle school. Yeah, we may have went. And I think that's when the perm came out. Hallelujah. Oh, you just don't know. You be glad you a guy.
What about community stores? Are there any places that you remember?
Joe Munch's is one of the ones I remember one of the most.
And where was that located again?
That was like over here near Hill Street. I know they've, it's a lot different now. And so it was like near the Gainsborough area. And I remember that store being very important because on Saturday you would make your market and people would go in and get their groceries. And you just see everybody. I remember them wrapping our meat up in the white
butcher paper.
And I just remember it just being old timey, very old timey. And it was a good feeling though.
Still open?
No, it's closed. It's closed. So I don't know if any other stores.
What chores did you have to do around the house?
Well, she would split the chores between me and my older sister because my little sister was not old enough. So she would take a week of kitchen, I'd take a week of bathrooms and vacuuming. And so we'd just switch them up. Whoever did the kitchen, they just mainly stuck to the kitchen. The other person would do the vacuuming in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And you best have them done before she get off from work. This was every day. Every day.
Every day.
Every day. So the house was spotless. And then as we got older, what we would have to do is make sure dinner was fixed. So she would let us know what we needed to do as far as having dinner, what was expected, like what would be like, she would have some meat laid out or whatever, stuff like that. So we knew how to cook at an
early age.
Yep. And I'm glad for that. because sometimes I meet people, they have a family. They don't know how to cook. I can cook. I come from a long family of cooks. My daddy can cook. My mom can cook. And both of their parents could cook very well.
Well, do you have any, what are some of the recipes that might have been passed down? I mean, some of the things that, can you talk about that?
Well, let's see. I make very well good green beans. I make good macaroni and cheese, stuffed celery. I make a nice ham. I do pretty good, but I'm not going to give my recipes away.
Are there things that maybe your mom or your grandmother may have cooked that have been kind of passed down, like things that you still like cook today that you had as a kid that they might have
had? Yes, my mom makes a roast that she uses Lipton onion soup mix with, and she will put that on there with some cream of mushroom. It is really, it's different, but it's really good, and that's one of the ones that I use. And then my dad, he's a really good chicken fryer, but he always tell me the best way you can do chicken is to make sure you clean it. The cleaning process is what's going to make your chicken taste better, and the seasoning before you flour it, and making sure your grease is hot and all that stuff. So nothing really serious, but just the basic stuff. So
what were the family stories that were passed down from one generation to another? Any instances of, you know, civil war or other family histories or anything like that?
Well, I don't know of any war. My dad didn't go to war. And he was the only one that went in the service, because it was him and another brother. But the brother died of a heart attack. He drowned. His name was Charles Jr. So he was the only one in the service, and he didn't go to war. As far as stories being passed down, not really. I mean, I don't. It probably is some, but I just can't think of it. I just know that my other aunt, the one who was from West Virginia, Elizabeth Lowe, her and her husband, Harrison, were married, and they were originally from here. But we have land out in Starkey to this day. It's 60 acres. And she used to have her own shop. And she used to cook, it was like a place where you have beer and stuff, like a bar, like with my dad, sort of like that. But she was a six-pack nanny. She was short. I mean, she was so short that when the ATMs came out, she couldn't even see over to get she was really short. They called her Shorty. But she had a fuse about yay short. She would shoot you more than talk to you. But her husband Harrison, he loved her. And she never remarried after he died. But he is buried out there on Starkey. And Starkey is right here out here on K-Spring. And like I said, he's buried out there. But and she used to make a mean macaroni and cheese and cobbler. So that's some stuff that was passed down too.
What is your fondest childhood memory?
My fondest? Let's see. Oh, shucks. I got several.
It could be a favorite holiday or vacation or anything.
Wow. I think one of my favorite holidays is when I got a bike.
When was that?
Oh, wow. Probably would have to have been in the 70s. And it was purple, and it had a white little basket on it and the little thing. And I rode it, rode in the house and knocked the Christmas tree over. But I was so happy. That was one of my fondest memories, was having a bicycle.
Did you guys ride those around the neighborhood, or was it
within
visual?
Oh, it visual. Yeah, you didn't ride that, too far. So, I mean, our parents were like I am today, and a lot of other people need to be. I'm responsible for you. I need to see you. and being, you know, calling distance. So, yeah. So we keep, my mom was kind of strict, but I can see why now. Yeah, it probably saved us a lot of, and her a lot of heartache.
You guys have a lot of friends over growing up, or?
No. No. They could come over if she was there, and she would, you know, ask them, who are you? What's your parents' name? You know, she kind of feel them out to see where they were coming from. And when they left, she would either say they can come back or they can't. So, because I should say either I'll send about the kids, send them out, and don't let them come back. So, yeah.
What kind of work have you done throughout your life? I know you talked about working for Blue Cross. And
right. I started there in the mailroom, actually. And then I got my licensing to sell. So I was in telemarketing. And I would sell individual coverage for persons not under a group plan. And then I moved up to underwriting. And what we do is just look at the applications, review it, and then on the medical part of it, underwrite it up front. So we request medical information from doctors to determine whether or not you would be approved for the insurance. Mm-hmm. And now I'm here. I left because my mom got kind of ill. Well, she's still ill, but so I couldn't do all that. It's too much. When you're underwriting, you have got to be on it because of rules and regulations and so forth. And yes, they have the law where you can take it, family FMLA or whatever. But my husband said I could come home. Mm-hmm. And but then I went back to work because I'm used to working, and I'm like, damn. I like to have my own money. I mean, I'm just used to that, so. But,
Describe cultural events that happened in Roanoke. Like, do you have any local fairs or concerts, entertainers that come to town?
Oh, wow. Who was that that came from? P-Funk, Funkadelic All-Star.
George Clinton.
Yes! I went to see him. Their group. I went to see, MC Hammer. I went to see, what's the guy's name? Lionel Richie. Oh, wow. Dougie Fresh. Prince. That's before he went way out. and I think that was about it. But we had a ball.
What about movies or dances growing up?
I tell you, the first dance, because I was a late bloomer. I was in high school, and I was a junior. That's when I first went on my first date. Was a junior, hear me? Scared to death. But, yep, that's my first date. I was a junior, so. It was at William Fleming, and I think, is it Bootsy Call? I don't know. But, when I started to be a social butterfly.
Who were some of your strong community leaders?
Wow.
That you can remember?
Well, that I remember, and I not that I knew so much about them, but I just kind of admired them from a distance. Noel C. Taylor. Noel C. Taylor. I admired them at a distance. Even though I didn't really know them, I would see them, you know, as representing us in the community. Reverend Burton.
Where was he a reverend? Which
Sweet Union, which is my home church. I belong there first. Reverend Burton, I used to look up to. I knew the Claytons a little bit because, for one, they was my doctor. And they went way, way back. Dr. Clay.
In Roanoke.
Mm-hmm.
Where was his practice?
Right here on Gainsborough. Everything was right there. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
You said O.C. Newton?
Hmm?
O.C. Newton?
Mm-mm. Would you?
The first name you said? You said your mom from a distance.
Oh, Noel C. Taylor.
And what
he was a mayor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He was a mayor. Let's see.
When was he mayor?
Oh, wow. They named the school after him, Noel C. Taylor. I guess it was been in the 90s until he passed. So, and he has a church. Well, he did have a church. Let's see. that's about it.
Who were your role models?
Of course, my mom and my dad. My Aunt Louise, Louise Bowling. And I have another aunt, Norma Jean Houston, which was the daughter of Louise Bowling. And she did get a degree from Howard University. And she, I think that was her first and only job. She retired from there.
At Howard.
Mm-hmm. And so, and that was her only child, too, was Norma Jean. Kind of looked up to her. And I also looked up to a lady, Carla Lewis, which she just retired from Gainesboro. And the, like I said, of course, my mom. And then my grandma, on my mom's side, even though she didn't have a lot of education, she was a hard worker. And she taught us a lot of things to do and not to do, because she used to clean up for the people over here off in the South, Old Southwest. She used to do day work. And even though she didn't have like a high school education or whatever, she could make something out of nothing. I mean, she really, I mean, she could wash stuff and iron stuff. You would think it had been too clean. She made her own starch. I never forget it, Argo starch in the box. And she would mix it up or whatever. And I was just like, wow. She could cook fish. I mean, she just was a grandma, you know. She just, they don't make them like that no more. You know, and she would clean up for these people. And they loved her. They treated her more, the kids would treat her more like family. They would come to her, my grandma, mm-hmm. before they would go to their own parents, because she was with them most of the time. Dr. Hefner was his name. Was the doctor that she worked for over here.
In Southwest.
In Southwest, okay. Roanoke. And she would clean their house every day. And they loved my grandma. And she would keep those clothes clean, keep them kids clean. And that's just amazing. And she said when she was, I don't know how this was about, but she would help nurse them. Or I don't know. So it's a bit much, but she did some wonderful things. So,
how has Roanoke changed over the years?
Well, it's changing, but it's a slow change. Like, I remember we could not go to any other library but Gainesboro. So that's changed. As far as in the county, there are more of us living in the county. So I think, and just like they're building this hospital, Korean clinic, that's a big change. We needed that.
To create some jobs.
Yes, because a lot of people, my daughter, she's at UVA, she didn't want to come back here. And I can't blame her. See the world. Yeah.
Do you remember the closing of the silk mills?
No, it's before my time.
Is there anything else we didn't cover that you would like to share?
I'm good.
I think this concludes our interview. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Wasn't that